TVI with me, Carl Donnelly.
And me, Julian Dane. Did you forget your name?
I did, actually. I did. It's episode 175. We're joined, returning guest.
The one.
First time in the studio, though. Tom Ward, comedian. Raconteur.
Hasn't done TVI before.
Have you not?
I went to your house in Harston.
Yeah, you came to my house and did it.
Not with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. We were in Carl's kitchen and the sound was terrible.
Yeah, and what was going on?
The listeners were complaining.
They were
you spoke
terrible.
Really quiet. That was what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going through a shy phase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do speak. You're a gentle.
That was your whispering
speaker.
Phase, wasn't it?
My whispering phase.
Yeah.
Do you ever raise your voice?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In what?
When he's got a fucking problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will fucking do that if you keep talking to me like that.
With someone's but have you got a big one?
Any more of that, mate?
But are you
and I'll raise more than my voice, pal.
But you seem like
you
a very
little torso will be off the ground.
I think you seem like a very calm man.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as somebody who raises your voice regularly.
No, I try not to.
I can't remember the last
time
I raised my voice.
Indoors.
I can't imagine you being angry.
No, it's very rare, actually. It's sort of, it used to be a once a year thing. Like, it was almost
on,
like I saved it all
date.
Up. Yeah. And I was
just on your birthday.
I'd just go off with somebody in a pub and it'd be really out of character. But it was almost like that one year I had to
start
just
squaring up to someone.
Yeah. And I just had to sort of had to expel that. The demons, and then it was fine for another.
I used to be angry as a teenager.
Yeah, I was quite angry as a teenager.
That's quite normal, isn't it?
I saw some wicked naughty teenagers today on the way here.
What, on webcams?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
They were really naughty.
That's my main search on Pornhub.
Naughty teenagers. Naughty, naughty. It's the creepiest thing in it. You're a naughty
guy. Oh, God. Naughty is a horrible way to be described.
Unless you're a gangster. No, I was a bit naughty.
They'd all teeth loads of Lime bikes. And they were riding down Tooting High Street, just knocking over signs outside shops.
Oh, good one, kids.
And what was wicked, everyone was, you could see so many people were livid with them.
Yeah.
And inside, I was like, yeah, go on, fucking do them signs, mate.
Yeah.
Reminded me of being a teen.
I like barely naughty teenagers. That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Barely
yeah.
naughty, yeah, just sort of. Just
barely alive.
Just people who just like, you know, go into off licenses and knock over like a bottle.
But don't shoplift anything.
No, just leave no. it.
Oh, see, I used to shoplift a lot. Were you ever a shoplifter? Yeah, I was a big shoplifter. I was good at it. Really, really good.
I used to steal the NME.
Did you?
Yeah, and cheese. I used to steal
right.
goat cheese from Sainsbury's.
It's a good evening.
And the NME as well, yeah.
Cheese was grated already?
No, it was in a sort of wet lump, wasn't it? Do you remember the goat's cheese?
Goat's cheese, it's yeah. Goat's cheese and mozzarella tend to be soggy cheese.
Yeah,
why are they so wet? Does that keep them?
I think it does, yeah. I think they're meant to be kept in liquid.
What is the
liquid? Well, no, goat's cheese doesn't. I don't think it has to be. Mozzarella is meant to be, isn't it?
What is it? Water?
I presume
you're right.
So.
Goat sweat.
Oh, is it? It's Jack Daniels.
But anyway, so where we are back in the studio. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We're back.
Tuning in.
I thought I was going to be late. All my trains.
I know what happened.
One just turned up.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the right place at the train station.
We should point out we're joined by Luke today on the desk.
Well, go on,
hello.
Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Spinderella. Fuck it up one time.
What has been going on since last week? First off, you were doing TalkSport today, so I'm assuming you were doing TalkSport. First time on TalkSport?
Second time.
What sport were you talking?
Football.
That's why he got him in. He knows his onions.
I was supposed to do TalkSport one. Matt Ford, does he still do it, Matt Ford?
40. I don't think he does anymore.
It's really late at night. But
he used to do the 1 o'clock till 6 a.m.
I bottled
slot.
It the last minute because I don't know anything about football. So I was so nervous.
I will say with Matt's show, his overnight show was very light on sport. It was like an LBC show. Basically, I remember sitting in the studio with him a bunch of times and the calls you'd get would be just fucking nutcases. Who's calling this radio session at 3 a.m?
I did the other day. I won the TalkSport quiz book, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I got home drunk, and I love listening to TalkSport, and I rang in to do the Guess the Age game.
Right.
And I won.
Really?
And they sent me a quiz.
Did they know who you were?
Oh, no.
You didn't mention you were going on it in a few days.
No, I wasn't. It wasn't booked in.
That's really funny.
I'm still at that level where I can be a phone-in guest
right.
and an actual guest.
Yes.
You know, I straddle both realms.
What was the age you guessed?
There was multiple ages of celebrities and I had to guess and I got closer to the other two guests who'd rung in.
What was the celebrity?
Oh, I can't remember. There were different ages. It wasn't even their birthdays. It was just how old they are. And I was up against a lorry driver who'd pulled over.
Oh, you ruined that lorry driver's week.
He was winning as well. He was 1-0 up and I came back 3-1.
God.
Fuck that geezer.
Fuck that lorry driver.
He's going to kill more prostitutes.
Yeah.
To get it out of him.
Guess their age, mate. Guess what age you'd be when you get out of jail.
Do you reckon you could be a lorry driver? I've often thought about
it. I mean, I basically do it, but in a car. Just tell jokes at the end. I don't know, man.
Solitude. What you could do with the solitude?
They're quite cozy in there. It's like having a bed sit in it with a steering wheel.
Yeah,
like they're massive.
Just with loads of electricals in the back.
Yeah.
But what? Because the loneliness would be the thing.
I think they all on CBs with. Chatting to each other. Don't they?
I think that's in 90s American films. I don't think they're all fucking just chatting to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Might be able to phone a mate or something.
I don't know. I suppose they know each other, don't they? A lot of them, I don't know.
Right. Lorry drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They all know each other.
Just one big network.
They've got up their own Facebook group.
Mm. But anyway, just before we hit record, we mentioned skincare routines.
Yeah,
you said you've changed your skincare routine.
Yeah, well, I had a facial a couple of weeks ago. Someone gave me a voucher for it and I was just picking
Where did you go for it?
The Greenwich Spa.
Yeah.
If I would
When you say facial, what did they do? How long was it?
Just come on my face. For a tenner on my naked body, got back in his lorry. He had some quiz on TalkSport. I don't know what it's called. It was quite a deep one though.
Yeah.
And they did the light, whatever the light is, and all that stuff.
The light.
Yeah, what is it? Infrared.
Oh right, yeah.
All that stuff. It was nice, man, but I wouldn't pay £90 for it if it was like coming out of my wallet.
No. I always think about that with spa treatments. Yeah. Somebody treats you to it, it's fucking wicked. Mm. But I'd never pay for a massage.
I ain't gonna pay, do you know what I mean?
God.
Very principled man.
But it's very relaxing getting a facial. have you ever had a facial?
Once. Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, no.
I just.
Do you like massages?
I like a massage.
See, I don't like massages, skin. But I like facial. I like sort of other pampering treatments. I don't like massages. Oh, yeah. I find them too invasive.
Oh, I love them. I love a really aggressive massage from a Thai lady.
Right.
But a facial.
When she's angry.
She's angry, but she's
shouting at you.
Stupid man! No, I don't believe that. facials, I always think you look worse. For about a day, don't you? Because they sort of rip off.
Yeah, so clean,
glossy.
Yeah.
They squeeze you, don't they? And
yeah. And that's why I found it so. I remember just being. It's so lovely and gentle. Made me really
sleepy.
Well, so what have you started doing? What's your new skincare
routine? So I started to exfoliate, which I mean, I've had the exfoliator stuff for a while.
Shouldn't use it every day, obviously.
No, like a couple of times a week. I do a face mask
once a week, if.
Is it,
ideal,
yeah.
I believe.
If ideal.
If ideal.
That's how vague it is.
I think because it's obviously quite coarse on the skin. You're getting rid of the dead
skin.
Yeah, but
you don't rub too hard. That's the trick.
Right. I just get a palm sounder out.
Angle grinder.
You can also use sugar. Just get brown sugar, put a little bit of water on the spoon.
Put some Weetabix on it.
That's also an exfoliant.
Really? Yeah, I've made my own coffee scrub in the past.
Have you?
Okay. Ground coffee beans. Make my coffee. And then with
face
the,
onto the and kettle.
Then, and then with the ground, the grind, grind, the ground, grounds, what are they called? What's used coffee bit grounds,
they're
greens?
Bits of coffee that have been grounded.
I think it's grounds. Is it grounds? But you then mix that with sugar and a little bit of coconut oil.
And
that creates a lovely little exfoliant.
Were you always like this? Because you're very into the earth.
Weird stuff.
I am into the earth.
You're into the earth.
I'm a bit into it. I am. You know, I use natural deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your? Can tell. You might want to get some Lynx, bro.
I've not used a.
Does it come out your willy?
It's just. I use one of them salt sticks.
Oh yeah.
You run underwater
and you
rub it on your pits.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just
leaves
a layer of salt on your arm.
I never use deodorant. Weirdly, I don't know.
No deodorant at all.
I just don't use it.
Do you not ever sweat?
No.
That's weirder.
Yeah.
That's
like Prince. What's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah. He does sweat. That was just a lie. It's pretend he's not a wronger.
I do sweat, but not profusely. No. I have a bit lately. Because I've been on them tabs. That I don't want to talk about.
Sweat tabs.
They help you sweat.
Talk to your doctor about sweat tabs.
You can, because if you've got extreme, if somebody sweats too much, you know, you can get your sweat glands closed.
Removed.
Oh, really? Yeah, basically, they can be sort of caught.
To sweat, though.
Well, that's it. It's actually quite a bad thing to have done.
So why use?
But that's why you shouldn't. No, that's why that's why I started using natural deodorants, and also that you had all that aluminium shit.
You needed it,
but no, because antiperspirants stop you sweating.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I think you should sweat. Whereas the salt stick lets you sweat, but the salt kills the bacteria that makes you smell.
Ooh.
Doesn't always work. Yeah. Sometimes if I've got a few gigs in the diary,
I'll get the money back.
I'll get home and I'll be pretty funky by the time I get in. But
it's
a price worth. Pain.
You don't look sweaty on stage, though.
No, I always wear a jacket, though. I do shield any sweat.
Do your armpits get wet like Tony Blair?
Sounds like a rap lyric. why does he get... does he sweat?
Is he
a sweaty politician?
I don't know. I just got an image of him with a shirt on, no trousers, and no big patches under his armpits.
Yeah, I mean, that has been known.
That's a summer thing. That does happen.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, I don't think it should be such a stigma to have sweat patches on your top.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
But anyway, skin routine.
I think he probably had them just before Iraq. I think there was a bit of that.
Yeah,
should I? Shouldn't I? A bit more,
very sweaty.
More
patchy.
He famously used to actively hold off going for a piss before big speeches.
Mm.
So he believed
just do it while he...
Just
his finale.
Spell his own name out.
Because apparently that he'd need a wee on stage and give him a sense of urgency with his speeches.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a gig with needing a wee? Mm-hmm. I did one last night, actually, at Top Secret. Literally came off stage and then ran straight into the toilet for a piss.
Mm.
So my whole set was marred with me needing a wee.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a really good gig, so maybe there is something in it.
Yeah.
I was on the toilet when I heard my name called.
Oh, that's the worst.
I was locked in the toilet at Top Secret.
Oh, man.
You know when the lock was a bit broken?
Yeah.
I couldn't open the fucking door. Nico's on. I'm about to go on.
Oh, man. It's so scary.
I did fucking sweat then.
What did you do? How did you play it?
I pulled up my trousers and I ran.
And did you make it?
Yeah, and I just used the other hand to hold the mic.
Okay.
One hand was...
Well, it just wiped, didn't it?
Yeah.
Here
I wouldn't have that much respect, but props.
I believe we're all in the same...
I wiped it down the compere's face as I went on.
I think we're all in the same decade of age. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Probably, yeah.
30s.
I think this is really starting happening more and more since I got into my 40s, where I think I've finished a wee, and then a little bit comes out when I've left the toilet, like a little end, bloop.
I know.
And what's happened if I'm wearing a light jean?
You have to get
trouser,
in and blow dry it.
Yeah, because it ends up with a little tiny circle
of dry that piss.
And if you get a little circle of liquid anywhere around there, they know
it's
piss. There's no way of saying... I dribbled
you
one bit of drink.
You can't tell everybody in the street, can you?
But on stage, you can't just go on stage and go, oh, that's not piss, because then everyone's like, well, that's piss,
at
isn't
least
it?
When you, if you're on stage, you can address it.
Yeah.
Just walking
in
the street.
You've got to shout it at everyone that walks past.
Yeah, exactly. I've done that before with grey tracksuit bottoms on in the gym, but it genuinely was water. And I'm sticking to it. But I went in and just blow dried it. It goes really quickly. Yeah.
Do you have like a portable hair dryer that you can carry around, like a miniature?
That's
fan.
A good idea. But I tend to, I did one the other day. When was it? I was at a gig in, where was it? It was out of town. Bristol Comedy Box.
Oh, I love it.
And I did a proper dribble away about 10 minutes before I went on, and it was noticeable. Mm. Even though I was probably wearing these jeans, quite a dark blue.
It was so
you could just
thick
see
and
it.
Dark.
Mm. And I I was desperately trying to dry it out, and it like, and I didn't know if I was going to make it, and I contemplated just cover it, like put in loads of wet water
all over your legs,
just literally wet my whole legs.
Yeah, just got all... wet legs. it's just who I am. Good evening.
I know what you're thinking, everyone. It's got wet legs.
Very wet legs, isn't it? That one.
It's so far away, Bristol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's long things.
I didn't get home till 3:30 a.m.
What time did you leave?
Actually left at four p.m.
You left at 4 p.m.
I got a lift with...
Bristol, New Zealand?
I went with Clint Edwards, who is a lovely man. No, he lives in London.
Oh.
But we had to set off early because there was motorway closures. Oh. So we left at 4 from Highgate.
Stop closing motorways.
Got one job to do, haven't you? I know. Motorways.
Opening the motorway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keeping it open to cars.
It's just a flat road.
Sorry, mate, we're closed.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
But and on the way back, there was closures, and we had to stop a few times. And yeah, I basically got back to London at like 2:10, and had to make my way on the night tube.
Oh, that's grim, isn't it?
He didn't drop
you
home.
Have you been on a night tube?
Yeah.
It's
how come he didn't drop you home? Let's address that.
So he lives in very north London. I live in south London.
Mm.
Night tube was
fair
very
enough.
Busy. Yeah, sorry, I don't know why I said that so dismissively.
I was trying to cause some beef there.
Yeah. You listening, Clint? Selfish bastard.
Drop him at the night tube at 2 a.m.
He's made friends, not friends is the wrong word, with somebody at a service station that he stops at every, because he does that gig like once every 3 weeks. He's like one of the resident compares. And on the way back, he always goes in and gets a coffee at this services, and he's made friends with the woman behind the counter who is now a wannabe comedian.
She,
she did a course. And then she's basically, so he's got this nice little wet, hello, like, how are you? And she gave him a set she's written to read and give him feedback.
Oh. Yeah, he'll never go back there again.
So now he's giving
up. Now he goes to the other service. Yeah.
That's why it takes so long to get home, because he's trying to avoid the feedback.
He's doing fucking comedy workshops.
The worst thing I've ever seen. But, all my years in comedy.
But that is...
nicked all her gear.
But that is... I couldn't deal with that stress. Imagine like... Somebody just imagine some random in a shop you got to know gave you a set and went, can you read that and give me feedback?
Oh.
What, it's written how are you down playing? Like the script of
it. Yeah, script of a 5-minute comedy set. It's lovely. It's really graph, I found it really nice, but I would then just be like, what can you, when you read it, it's obviously it's a brand new, somebody who's never done stand up.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be.
There's only a few of us that had killer sets when they started.
Yeah, yeah.
A few of us, yeah.
I did. My first sets were good.
Gay card. I remember that joke.
Gay card was pretty.
You did. I started to do that as well.
You had a joke about a gay card.
I had a joke about a gay card in my very early sets. Mm. And
was it anti-gay? Was it still?
Of course.
Very much. It was about bringing them in legally. I wanted to enforce them.
Mm.
And now it's that classic sort of, somebody said you dropped your gay card.
Mm.
And it was about that some kids saying that to me. It was made up. I sort of now, like, I resent now, you know, now everything. And now I've got a rule that I won't tell a story on stage unless it's true.
Ooh. Yeah.
But that was one of my early stories that was made up.
Back when you had no integrity.
Absolutely none whatsoever. I didn't know you had to be true. You don't have to be truthful. You can make up any old shit, can't you? But I used
Welcome to
now
world.
I like, yours are all true about you being a fucking psychopath. Are you a truth teller?
Oh, am I? I mean, the truth.
Is that a
when
lie?
When you've got as much truth as I have in his life, when you've got, you know, I'm living in truth through Christ.
Mm.
So I just want to share
Lord.
I want to share it as often as possible.
Yeah.
I try to. I think sometimes you don't have to be direct.
Yeah.
About truth. You're very story-based, aren't you?
Yes.
You tell your life as it happens. But I think sometimes you can sort of come sideways and people know you're lying, but they know what you're trying to say.
Or they know you're making
up a stupid story.
Yes.
In order to, you know.
You must embellish a bit, do you?
I do, yeah, I do. I don't, it's, yes, I have to, but never like, never to the point where it changes what actually happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change just like, you know what I mean?
But the other day, you were on stage and you said that you thought Prince Andrew should be caretaker manager of the monarchy
until
the
end of
the season.
And I do stand by that.
Is that how you actually feel? Or
it's his truth.
Well, you're using it as a device for a greater story.
I know. I stand by the opinion that the royals would have...
You were saying Free Venables the other day. Is that your truth?
It was that thing of, at least if you're going to be the royal family, there's going to be calls for you to be disbanded. Chuck the worst of you in the top job.
Yeah.
Because it's a power move. It's powerful, isn't it? To say, look, okay, we don't give a fuck. We ain't going nowhere. Mm, we've got a wrong one at the top of our ladder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas Charles is just the natural sort of,
he's ill, apparently, isn't he?
Is he? What's he got?
Don't know.
He looks
That's
ill.
That's all his my info.
Hands are fucking massive,
isn't it? That's everything I know.
Can't say anything else. Off.
He's got massive fingers.
I signed an NDA.
So you're allowed to say.
No, he's got them fat fingers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what people say
he's
ill.
Sausage fingers.
Then some people say it's because he's an alcoholic.
Oh, really?
But I've known loads of alcoholics and they didn't all have massive fingers. That doesn't seem like an alcoholic's
Don't know, bloated.
Symptom. Yeah, maybe, but does
water
it just
retention.
Yeah, you get. But that is that a thing?
Is it gout? Finger gout?
Finger gout.
I mean, he's got the finest doctors in the land.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Can't have a chat, bruv.
Yeah.
They're probably in your house.
It must be Camilla enjoying his fingers, but you know, that's a bit gross, isn't it?
Clenched.
Too much fisting.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get his fist up her.
Wouldn't he?
Bodily
Don't
orifice.
Know, mate, I reckon.
They're too big, you know.
Don't know.
Her orifices or her...
No, his hands.
Oh, pussies can go massive, though, can't they? The guy with the biggest dick in the world had to do anal because anuses can go bigger than vaginas, apparently. I mean, I'm telling you.
That can't be true. A baby comes out of a vagina. Mm. Only poo comes out of bumholes.
I mean, officially, yeah.
What about when you withdraw a penis?
No, but I don't believe that. Have you got access to the internet?
You got access to anal... No.
Can you Google that?
What's more elastic, pussy or anal?
If you want to be that graphic. Yes, that will probably bring back the correct results. I would have gone a bit more round the houses with my Googling.
I'll text my ex, one sec. See what he says.
I don't understand how that could be possible.
That's a homophobic joke I just did.
What was?
Nothing.
I just don't believe that's true.
I mean, that was his preference, maybe, and he just used it as an excuse.
Because I've had, oh God, this is gross.
Go on, Carl.
I've had big dicks in your ass.
That were like really, you know, when you've sort
like,
of a couple...
Like
you know,
a big dildo size.
But yeah, when you've eaten badly for a couple of days.
What is this podcast?
Where's Tom going? Come back.
I heard such nice things.
But you know, when you have a poo that's really big and it's quite a sort of an effort to get out.
Feels good, doesn't it? Do you ever suck it in and out for about an hour?
Just push it in and out.
Do you ever get a boner when you're doing one?
What, doing a poo? No.
No, not me. I don't know why someone would say that.
Do you ever get a boner?
Nah.
I've had boners when I've had a poo, but I've gone into the bathroom with it.
I rarely get a soft one.
That's the worst, having a boner when you need a poo, because then you touch the inside of the bowl.
And you've also, if you need to do a wee at the same time, which is quite common, you can't.
Yeah.
If your willy touches the toilet seat in a dirty public toilet.
Yeah, but what if it's at your house?
You're just trying to put it through the glory hole. Trying to jam it in there.
Is that still a thing, glory holes? Do we
you're
know?
Damn straight. Anyone know? I don't know, actually.
The internet believes the vagina is more elastic than the anus.
I thought so.
Okay, fair enough.
The anus can stretch quite a bit, but it's not meant for that, says Alexa Tyrrell.
Alexa, who is Alexa Tyrrell?
A salesman from Reddit.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's the man I trust with my bumhole knowledge.
It's not meant for that. Yeah. How does he know?
Old Big Dick was lying, I guess.
Apparently, there was a documentary on the other day about people with massive dicks and the trials and tribulations of having one. Somebody had a 9.5-inch penis.
Oof.
And he was talking about
it. It's small, isn't it?
Poor guy. Was he pre-op? Yeah.
And
9.5-inch, but John Holmes had a 13-inch, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Old John Holmes, he had a 13.5. Some say 13.75.
It was Dirk. What was the guy's name in Boogie Nights?
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler was based on him.
But maybe it was 9.5 inches flaccid.
Ah, okay.
That which would be problematic.
Mm.
Like if you had one that was massive when it was up,
it is, yeah.
But manageable when it wasn't, that would be okay.
I mean, I don't know. You've got, why would it be problematic? You could just
flapping around.
Just wear some briefs and pack it in.
Yeah, but it might be uncomfortable then.
Mm. Yeah.
What are the perks? Psychological.
So yeah. I think, yeah, I
you've
think
got the biggest dick.
that's always with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I think there's more confidence with that. If they're just innately more confident.
But if it's also if it's so big it's problematic in sex, then yeah, there's no physical benefits.
I don't know. Some,
it's purely
you have to pick your partner.
The fact that
some
you
might
just tell everyone and
really into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hen parties would like it. You could just whip it out in front of any hen party at any point in the street.
It'd make weekend comedy much easier. Yeah. You know,
when it's like a creche.
They're heckling, you just pull it out.
Instead of whipping out my little baby.
Little Willy.
My little puppy.
And just that would make the hecklers feel sad for you.
They can't see it unless the front row.
What's the biggest dick ever?
Go on to my Facebook. my only fans.
Go into Julian's search history.
Because I've took all of the pictures.
I reckon it's...
Oh, my mum's calling.
Okay. Yeah. Ask her. She'll know.
And that was
sorry.
Synchronistic.
That was rude, wasn't it? She got wind what we're talking about.
She got ask her if she got a top 10.
Her spider sense went off.
Holy shit. Roberto Esquivel Cabrera from Mexico.
Sounds like a big dick guy.
18.9 inches.
Oh,
sweet, but Jesus.
That's way too big.
You should get a disabled badge.
It doesn't say...
Park closer to my house.
It doesn't give girth, though.
Doesn't give girth. It could be like a noodle.
Yeah. Girth is where it's at, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it depends. You can't. What if you have a really short one that's really wide?
I think it's better than having like a long, thin one still, because it can only go
like
in
a
certain
puck.
Amount.
That's what you don't want, is it?
Sorry about this, by the way. I think it can only go in a certain amount of length anyway into the vagina. I was trying to think of the medical word.
Yeah, and again, not to get too graphic, I imagine if it's very long, certain positions are probably out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're going to have to keep it.
Doggy would be hard.
I don't know, because you could put like
clapping them cheeks.
Have you ever used a drill
on a victim
like,
in general life?
Yeah, well, yeah,
or during sex?
No. You know, drills you can have
when I'm trying to make a living zombie.
Like drills have this little thing,
just
a little
relax.
Stick that's extendable at the side of the drill bit.
Measure.
So if you only want to drill, say 2 inches, you put the stick to that point.
Touch the wall.
So
when
it touches the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what you could do?
I just use my balls for that.
Just tuck you could around. Just
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
just push them forward like a little elephant. sorry, listeners.
But anyway, yeah. So it doesn't say anything about his girth. It's just pure.
Doesn't say girth.
What's the
I mean,
biggest
there's
girth?
A picture of it, and it looks pretty girth.
Oh, I don't know.
Pop that up on the screen, Jamie.
Jamie, bring it up. you don't get that on the Joe Rogan podcast.
You got the biggest vagina as well.
Oh really? Oh, yeah. How's that measured?
By circumference in
makes
inches.
Sense.
19 inches.
She had kids.
19 inches circumference.
Say. Yeah. And this was measured
in. Is that where she keeps her kids?
Anna Swan, 1846.
Oh my God.
What do you think? That one?
That would be.
But that's just like a baby.
But in like
vagina.
Extreme porn, they put like. They fist and stuff like that. So, I mean, depends who went up for the competition. Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't just, they didn't just pick 10 people at random.
Nah. They put themselves forward.
Yeah, or did they? Yeah, I suppose that's a weird one in that I imagine it was medically found.
Oh,
and they noted it down. I don't think she went in for the. She didn't go to Guinness Book of Records.
Well, she was also,
I'd like to get the title.
She was also an actual giant.
Oh, right.
Okay. So you're 7 foot 8.
Can we measure your
pussy? It's a parable. It's not even a real story.
Oh, a big bird.
Ooh, the story of the giant with the 18-inch circumference vagina.
I remember
Roald Dahl. Illustrations by Quentin Blake.
Talking of giants and, you know, have you seen Rishi Sunak, right, our new Prime Minister?
Mm.
They reckon he's 5'6", but every photo of him makes him look way smaller than 5'6".
I thought he was a tall guy.
Yeah, I thought he was tall.
Oh, mate, can you bring it up on the screen?
Yeah.
Google Rishi Sunak, small. I don't know how that'll work. And there's a photo of him with the rest of the cabinet from before, the old cabinet. And it is it looks like he's been photoshopped to be
Putin,
tiny.
Putin's
he's really
five,
small,
seven.
But he says 5'6", but I don't believe that, because that would make all the other cabinet really tall. It's really, I think you could if you shaved your beard,
I'd look like Rishi
you
have Sunak.
You've got a Rishi Sunak vibe.
Oh, there he is.
Like yeah. Just
he's a little geezer, isn't he?
Wow.
I didn't know.
He's like really like scaled down. He's almost like a primordial dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
It's really look, see that one in the middle where somebody's got the red budget thing. Oh, he's holding it up.
He's tiny.
Look
isn't
how tiny he is. Oh hello, what we got here?
He's a tiny geezer.
It's a little tiny man. Look at him there in the middle.
Oh yeah.
He's fucking tiny. Because them guys around him ain't 6'5", are they?
No.
We've got a tiny prime minister.
Yeah.
He's a little geezer, mate.
It's just little pocket size.
He got in his hand there. Is that his lunchbox?
Yeah. That's a
little packet of Chew It.
Yeah, it's a pack of playing cards. Anyway.
Do you think he's going to do it? Do you think he's going to?
No, they're fucked. I think the Tories are fucked regardless, I think. They might drag it out for a little bit longer.
I think it was quite popular in lockdown, wasn't it? Because it was
dishing out. Because of the furlough bing bongs,
isn't it? Now they're clawing that money back. It's
Eat out to help out.
Yeah.
Was that his idea?
Yeah.
That was his idea.
He should run with
Go to Pizza Express.
Yeah. It was a great time, wasn't it?
COVID.
Yeah. Or just eat out to help out.
Or just, I preferred stay indoors and not go out.
And get some whores.
Oh, God. come on now. This is. I don't know why. That's so dumb. I just. I was talking about how much I enjoyed lockdown.
Did you?
More than going out. Yeah, I loved it. I love not. I realised I don't really like
people
going out and doing stuff.
I think you have a deep level spiritual bliss, though, don't you? Which is a really neat little party trick during a pandemic.
Yes, I did. I do think when it came, I was like, I'm ready for this.
I loved it for the first couple of months, actually. Yeah.
Up
until June, I've kind of fell apart a little bit. Because I'm weak.
Same.
What's your... Because
I think the world did, though, didn't it, as well?
I mean, it wasn't out of character for people to be struggling.
Yeah,
Carl
just race
was
riots.
The only person.
I was the only person on the planet going, I love this.
Still ayahuasca'd off his tits.
Yeah, although, do you know what? I do think, I've been thinking about this the last few months, all that sort of ayahuasca period and all the stuff that did, you know, I used to meditate and I felt like I got into a very good mental state. The last few months, as I've realised I could do with a top up of that sort of stuff. I could do with something like ayahuasca or, you know, a little mental.
It's fleeting in my mind a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Is it calling?
I do feel like it's worn off.
We did it together.
Yeah. Like, you know, and I've fallen out of practice of meditation. That's I do think it's a mix of everything. And everything, and also life throwing up some tricky things.
Yeah, that's when the real learning's done, though. And you know, pain is the touchstone of growth, isn't it? Unfortunately.
Yeah.
What
a spectrum you've got from fucking that whore's comment to that.
But we learn in turbulence.
He's got a new PR team that are feeding him lines. That was actually just slid across the table by a woman, a stern-looking lady with a pile of papers.
Say this now.
Yeah. Julian, say this. Julian.
But we learn in tough times. Unfortunately, that's the way, isn't it? We don't learn anything when everything's great.
No.
Why would we?
Yes.
It's great.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think I had a good enough foundation. Like COVID didn't even touch me at all.
Really?
But then the last few months with my parents' health and death issues. But even that, there was times where I was like, if I hadn't have got into a good headspace over the last decade, this would have been fucking messy. I would have gone off the rails. So actually, but then even then through that, I was like, I could do with a little top up. Maybe I need to go back and get some spirituality going down.
Is there like an ayahuasca drop-in centre where you can just like...
There should be.
Just have a little bump. Shot of it.
Have a little go on it.
Ayahuasca bump.
A little shot or two.
Just puke for half an hour.
Yeah. Ayahuasca on the rocks. Please.
Would you ever do it?
Can I have a gin and ayahuasca, please? Thanks, sir. Does anyone want anything?
That is coming. You know that's coming.
Would you do
some cocktail bar?
Would you do ayahuasca?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Have a cold one out of the fridge.
Every time I watch your act, I go, oh, that bastard, he's so deep. I want a bit of that.
What do you mean deep?
I've got to go to Peru to get that car.
Talk about your anus.
I'm deep. I'm not deep.
We did it in SE2, Peru.
I'm wearing a jacket. It's very warm in here.
Did you talk to the pot?
I talked to the pot during the the cooking of it. Yeah, we did it for the shaman. The shaman did all that for us. And he talked. He must have.
And he was making me roll
nice because it was very
roll
strong.
Ups throughout the night.
Good match.
Yeah, but I did half actually. Like I was so scared. When I hugged the shaman, I was shaking because I'd fucked up on DMT about 2 months, but like properly fucked up on it.
Too much.
I was terrified.
You're the only person I've ever known have that reaction to DMT, though.
I did a hell of a lot.
Yeah,
though.
Like death. It's like the death drug. Yeah.
I did the biggest hit he's seen. The guy.
Wow. What brought that on? Now you wouldn't, alive.
Now you wouldn't know him. He goes to a different school.
He did say that. But I went in there with a bit of an. I went in the right space. I had a bit of a. Like, he was like, "Have you done it before?" I was like, "Yeah, I've done it." But you know what I mean? I was like chatting to him from an ego point of view.
I'll have double.
I said, "I want to go big."
Yeah.
And I sucked on this bong.
And
he didn't even. He counts to 20. He didn't even get to 2, man. And he said, "I looked all right at first, and then after about 3 seconds, I was like panic on my face. Ooh, I started to panic." And I couldn't get a handle on reality. And
did he hold you while you were panicking?
I put my arms up to him like a little. But I was in.
a little toddler.
Well, I went in there. We were talking about UFC. That's what I did. Like a toddler that had fallen over.
Oh, no.
And he was hugging. Towards the end, it was 50 minutes I was under.
I
didn't know where I was or even that I was human until after 50 minutes. 5-0.
Wow.
And he was rocking me like a baby. I was on the fetal position, sucking my thumb. I was screaming like I'm being murdered. We should get some in. Do you want to get some in?
It's extreme, isn't it?
Yeah.
First time I did it, just caught me so off guard.
DMT.
Yeah. And I've not done it for almost a decade, but like it was so, I just thought it would be a bit of a laugh. And it was at 2 seconds into what I thought was going to take like a minute to kick in. And it was just like fucking. It's like that bit in The Matrix when Neo takes that pill and suddenly he's like, everything changes.
It my was problem was brutal. Doing it that time. I didn't have any respect for it. Like the other times I'd done it, I'd had respect for it. Do you know what I mean? I'd feared it. But time I went in a bit cocky.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it just slapped me around.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that in the middle of a nightclub.
Oh my God. But then people do ketamine when they're out. And
is ketamine a similar kind of.
No, no, but I mean, I've never understood people that do drugs out that are.
It's a horse tranquilizer, isn't it?
You know. In a tent at a festival or something.
Yes.
You know
what I mean? Or shouldn't be done.
Oh, yeah,
at
it
all.
Should be done by a horse who's broken his leg.
Yeah. So in a tent.
Exactly. At a festival.
Yeah. But like, I don't understand that. Young people like ketamine, innit? It's not really a millennial.
Is that how you lure them in?
But it's been around since the. If you do it too much, you have to use a colostomy bag, don't you?
Do you?
Ketamine?
Yeah, people did it in the late 90s. Use a bag.
Why?
Because you just you loosen up.
Oh God!
You can't control your front and your back. It can be either.
Yeah.
But people will have colostomies and whatever the other one is. Piss sacks.
I went to watch Marcus Birdman record his show
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah. At the backyard.
And it was great. It was a brilliant show. I think it's when it's out online, people
should
watch
it. Saw a clip of it. It looked really funny.
Really brilliantly written show. And obviously, it's about him having a stroke, but it covers loads of other stuff. But for the last 20 minutes of it, I needed a piss.
Had a stroke.
So bad that. Like I literally in my head was like, I wish I had a colostomy bag because it was
driving long journeys.
Just get a pop on. You can get a. I'm sure
it's
you
clip on. Yeah.
Can you buy a clip on colostomy bags? Let's have a look. Can you bring it up? Bring up a picture. Temporary colostomy bag.
I mean, I probably would never
travel.
Pull over.
Travel potty. I don't know what. I don't know what you'd put.
The disposable bags. You just throw them out the window.
A wank bag would be nice.
What's a wank bag?
Apparently Joe Rogan on long journeys to so he didn't get tired would wank off driving.
Really?
That's bizarre.
That is weird.
To help him not be tired.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been invented.
It hasn't. These are just normal
These are
ones.
Just people.
I think you can get probably travel potties.
Hello, dragons. Today I'd like to ask for 20% for my clip-on shit sack business.
For adults.
For adults, yes, please.
For casual users.
If you pop into the shops and you're
oh, here we
shit.
Go. Travel toilet.
Travel toilet.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, it's so, for campers.
So the little green one there you can use while driving.
Oh, yeah. That's
that nice. Just looks too much like a regular
water
vase.
Bottle. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a fleshlight.
It looks like a piece of
you could mix it up, mate. Bit of fleshlight top and then piss in it.
Get some rubble, yeah.
Only $9.99.
You should get one. Right.
Could you
car,
bang it on
mate?
Your? It can you hand, order though? It, please? Now. What if he tapped on Prime and he didn't realise it was being videoed? Not that there'd be any shame in that. So.
Would you get one then for your car?
I don't know, mate. I'll just pull over. I like an outdoor piss anyway. It's nice, isn't it?
In nature, it's
yeah,
all right. I don't
nice
like. Long I don't
way.
Like.
Just not next to the motorways.
Nah.
No. Oh, I don't like when I see blokes pissing in at like. An alleyway, if you go up an alleyway, but when you see people like
I mean on
Friday,
grass,
Saturday night,
in a forest,
just pissing in a doorway,
it's
like,
horrible.
You know what I mean? I get if you haven't got anywhere to go, you're homeless, whatever, but when you see just a couple of piss blokes,
still no excuse.
I think it's gross, man.
Yeah, I saw a man in a suit pissing out of a doorway. Not even into
you're
the doorway.
Hot, it's all wrong.
He was pissing on.
I mean, if
the
you're a person who lives in the doorway, you're happy about that decision, but yeah, that is, it's just gross, isn't it?
I saw some girls leave a comedy club. In a rush,
yeah,
and then about 5 minutes later, I saw them both squatting in a doorway of a shop pissing. Right. I was like, "Why didn't you piss at the comedy
club?" Yeah, literally indoors.
They were pissing in the doorway, facing the road, as if to say, "Yeah, deal with it."
Oh god!
I was like, "It's fine. I'm all for it, feminism and stuff, but
that's too far."
I prefer when it's like behind a door.
Yes,
but when it's in my face.
I prefer when it's on top of your coffee table.
Vaginas are fucking.
my mate anymore, but an old school acquaintance, he got arrested once for pissing on a police van. Just went up to the side of a police van drunk and pissed on it, not thinking there was police officers inside.
Oh, no.
And they just opened the doors and arrested him and put him in the back. It's the easiest arrest they've ever made.
They bailed out of their sting that they've been on for months.
Eating their donuts and this hot steak out. I threw a snowball at a police van once, and I was walking around the corner, like boasting to my mate, "Did you see it when Ryan?" And the police had circled round I'm boasting, walked around the corner, just grabbed me.
But did they? What was there? Surely it's quite an innocent thing to throw.
They
at
dragged
police
me back
car.
To the van and gave me a telling off and let me go.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Because it's quite an innocuous thing. It's quite a fun thing to throw at a police. Yeah. It's like a water balloon.
It's excellent. It did have a brick in it.
I know they had a dart inside.
It had a hand grenade. rolled it under the van.
We talked a couple. Have you ever been arrested?
I've been questioned for mistaken identity.
What was the other person? What had they done?
No comment.
Oh, that's really sinister.
Horrible. It's really horrible.
Is it really horrible?
Yeah, I can't even.
Oh, fuck.
But I was in for 3 hours.
And what, were you shitting yourself?
Yeah, does it involve clapping?
That would
no
be that would be my biggest
double
fear.
No comment.
Does it involve a train tracks?
That would be my biggest fear, getting like wrongly arrested. For
Was it a murder?
No comment.
So you learn my client wishes to no comment that.
And what did you like? Were they trying to really push you on it and stuff? What was the interview like?
It was really horrible because I'm pretty sure they thought it was me.
Oh,
whatever the no
hence
comment
they
man
saying
had done.
We think
yeah.
it's you.
The guy that had been on a no comment spree around Edinburgh.
Right.
And there was your a Edinburgh lot of... show was no comment. You no commented it because reviewers were in.
Yeah, and they were treating me like I'd done it because they had footage of me being all agitated on the night bus because I was rummaging through my bag looking for my MP3 player.
Looking for your clava.
When I got off the bus, I was walking down the middle of the road because there's more space.
With your bally on.
With my bally on. Just holding a pipe, just palming it. That's how I unwind. No, and then, it was horrible. And then they kept sending people in to stand over me, like, with the hands on the desk.
Oh, really?
And look at me. All right, Christopher. And I was like, no, that's my birth name, but that's not my actual name.
Oh.
Never been called Christopher except by police and doctors. So it was really horrible. They did a swab.
When was this? Not this year.
2015.
Oh, fuck.
So it was a sexual assault, I'm guessing.
No comment.
I love the fact we're all meaning to say it. We're all thinking it. Let's not get into the ins and out. Do you know if they ever found the perpetrator?
No,
they
I didn't,
did,
I didn't
yeah,
go back. I didn't check. I didn't want anything, didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah,
they took my computer and my phone for 6 weeks, though.
Really?
Yeah. And when I came, when they
you always need a bath
rude.
Run ready for that.
They can just take your phone.
Yeah, they gave me a piece of issue phone.
What the police?
A what phone? They gave you an, and what? They gave you a,
they gave me
a burner.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? A shitter version.
It was
of
an
yours.
Ex-drug dealer's one.
Yeah. All his contacts are
business contacts.
2 for 100. Yeah.
Getting 50 texts a day for like, can I get a couple of grams of white?
Now I'll keep this phone.
Is this a test? Yeah, the detectives were still trying to sting me.
They so they like, give you a spare phone?
Yeah.
What about a laptop?
It was in a box, unused.
Okay.
No laptop.
That's a fucking liberty, man.
But
yeah.
What if they find like something else on your phone? What if like they find?
Yeah, I said to them.
Yeah, it's
buying
illegal,
drugs
yeah.
and stuff.
I said,
did you go
pictures
to jail?
Of my girlfriend in the shower on this. Can you? Is that all right?
And they were like, show oh, us yeah, cheers for letting us know.
Cheers, guys. Just gonna lock this detention room for a sec.
I could hear it in the other room.
So who took pictures of your girlfriend in the shower? You took them, obviously. She didn't take them.
Yeah, I took them. Yeah.
Or they got sent to you by some. Weirdo that was no, creeping in your house.
I was the plumber
skulking through my own house, and I found her in the shower.
Is that how you met?
Hey, get out!
That was our first introduction. Actually.
That was the information I gave to the police to get off. I was like, I've got information on another case. If I give that to you, will you let me go? I was burgling some bird's house, filming her in the shower.
Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're actually changing the podcast. I think you're
Not if you die of AIDS in an alleyway.